Hurricane Michael making its way toward Florida. Let's check in with Don Parker live in Pensacola with the very latest. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Hurricane Michael bearing down on the Florida Panhandle, which, of course, is fairly lengthy. It's about a 200-mile stretch of coastline here. Right. The latest projections seem to indicate that it will go in around what we call the Big Bend area. Look at a map of Florida. The panhandle itself, you'll see what I call a protuberance there that sticks out into the Gulf. That's the Big Bend area. The Panama City to Apalachicola area appears to be where the storm is headed at this moment.
And what's everybody doing to get ready?
Well, it depends on their circumstances. We are hoping that those in the lowest lying areas, those that are most subject to storm surge, are doing what they should be doing, which is evacuating. We throw that term mandatory evacuation around rather loosely. The fact is, in most states, Florida included, unless it's a martial law thing declared by the federal government, the chances are excellent that you can't be forced out of your home. If you're stupid enough to stay, well, then you're on your own. Some people will take their chances, and some people will get halfway through that and realize they made a serious error and try to call for help, and it's too late then. Otherwise, people are moving generally to the west, away from the projected path of the storm.
Are people ready for this? Because this seems to have just come out of nowhere, and it's usually days and days and days until a hurricane hits, but this seems to be just like a day and a half.
Well, it's ironic that you say that simply because our weather people called this about 10 days ago, as in conditions seem to be favorable for something to form up in the Gulf of Mexico and the upper Caribbean there. And sure enough, just what they said has come to pass, and it could get into the Gulf, they said, and sure enough, it has. But still in all, it's headed right for the panhandle of Florida. The forward speed has picked up now from about 7 to about 12 miles per hour. We're talking the possibility of a Category 3. What does that mean? 111 and above miles per hour. To put that in perspective, stick your head out the window at 50 miles an hour and see how comfortable that is, and then double that.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Know that Governor Rick Scott has mobilized, or rather called up the Florida National Guard. And is he mobilizing them, sending them somewhere, or just having them on standby?
They'll be on standby. He started with 500, then about 12 hours later, 750 more. So we got about 1,300 National Guardsmen out of about 5,500 that are available. This is a standard thing. I'm sorry to say that we have a fair amount of experience with hurricanes in this state, and most of our first responders are well used to dealing with this sort of situation.
Except that it's been a long time since a hurricane has hit this particular part of Florida.
It really has. It really has. You have to go back to Hurricane Dennis, which was in the Fort Walton Beach area, a bit more to the west of that. And that was back when it followed Hurricane Ivan, which came in September, and then Dennis came in the following July. So, yes, it has been a while, and it's amazing how quickly memories fade. It's amazing to me how quickly people forget.
All right, Don, stay safe, and thanks for that
update.
Don. We do appreciate it. Don Parker live this morning from Pensacola.